Dear Chicago. Down south.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there in a day.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is April 4th, 2012. 13.
12, 13, 14.
I raised you right. 15.
Do I get a 16, 16, 16, 15, 14, 16, 2016?
No, yeah. But I'll give you episode 481.
Nice.
Sounds good.
Get it.
Well, it's a little chilly outside, you guys.
It is. It's a little chillier than it has been because we've had like four meals on the porch. Granted, tonight's meal on the porch, I had to put sweaters on. But we are going to force spring to get its ass to Chicago.
Summer.
Yeah, I don't think I would have eaten outside. It's kind of
spring.
Cold.
I thought you said
well, summer would be better.
No.
No. It gets hot and humid here.
Yeah, that's true.
I like spring. I like shorts and sweaters. Fall and
shorts
spring.
Shorts and sweaters.
Fall and spring. Fall and spring.
Shorts and Dwinger shorts.
Sweaters. Oh, yes. We saw a guy in Dwinger shorts the other day.
Was it awesome?
Where were we at?
We basically saw his balls coming out of the bottom of those damn shorts.
They were that short?
Yeah.
There was a guy running. He was running, but he was wearing like super short shorts.
Oh, like running shorts?
Like almost twice as short as what my short shorts were at.
Like 70s basketball player shorts.
90s, early, late 80s, early 90s party.
That's short.
Years ago.
So would you like to tell the listeners what I finally brought to you guys?
Yes. RC, you'll be happy to know that it is now the month of April. It is a new month for the Foul Monkeys. Ricky finally brought us your cherry mash. And he...
Is it called Cherry Bop or something? Cherry Bounce? Or
Oh, Cherry Bounce.
Is that what it's called?
That's right.
Your, my cookie dessert
the
thing.
The dessert
is
thing in Nebraska is called Cherry Mash. And I have to say, it's actually pretty tasty.
We tasted it by itself at first.
I just love that you've waited this long to taste it because you were too scared to taste your own.
Well, it was just behind a bunch of beers and stuff too.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. No,
but it was good.
We did it by itself. It's sweet, so he likes it. Very good cherry flavor. Hints of cinnamon. I don't know if you have cinnamon cloves in there, but there's a little hint of something. And then I said, well, I think you mix it with stuff, if I remember correctly, RC. So we actually had some Sierra Mist for some odd god reason. Bradley poured a little into our glasses, and it's really...
Well, Brad's reaction first was...
Oh.
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 Oh. Oh. My.
Oh, my.
But it was very good with us, a little Sierra Mist / Sprite. So
we're sipping on it.
Yeah.
I poured a little bit out for our homies.
So Christmas in April.
Gin and juice.
Yay. So we're glad you enjoy it. We're hearing that people enjoyed the last show. It was our special show.
That we launched this morning. I'm sorry.
That we launched this morning that has been out for a week now, I think, right?
But no one bitched about it until today.
Well, no one knew that it was out until I was like, oh, episode, we're recording 481. They're like, well, you haven't put out 480 yet. And I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
And well, like, there's a fuck up.
Yeah, but the thing today was not the number. It was like, wait, isn't there supposed to, when he goes, Ed was trying to find the show we did with Brian.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, I can't find it. I've gone back. I just can't find it. I'm like, well, it should be the last one. No.
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 Well, it was the last one. It just wasn't posted, really.
Right.
Did you forget to put the link in? Is that what it was? Or
no, there was a problem with the link. It just needed to be refreshed for some reason. It just didn't go through properly.
By the way, people are listening. They're enjoying it.
So we'll let that go on for a few days, and then we'll put out the new show.
Yeah.
And then make sure you go back and listen because we had Brian from Game Night Guys. We're on Twitter as Cheap Blue Guitar.
Yes, and DeAndre.
DeAndre
is blowing up our Twitter with things from that episode.
Surprise.
Got it.
We have apparently hooked some of his friends.
That's very good.
Because they have now
followed us.
We don't give you referrals. Us. Sorry, DeAndre.
Yeah, we don't do money referrals, but...
Remember, he's a bougie college student anyway. So.
Right, so he's like poor, but not really. But I asked one of his friends to leave us a review, but I don't quite see one. So maybe they just don't have the iTunes.
Do you know what April also is? It's your 7th year anniversary a podcaster.
Yay!
April 29th, I believe you said.
7 long years.
I love your comment. That's the longest thing I've committed to.
Right. It pretty much is.
Nice.
Except for masturbation. It's been a long time.
Right. Except for my right hand. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
I'm not sure that could be considered a commitment.
Thou monkeys?
Yeah.
Masturbation.
It's a commitment.
No, you don't necessarily.
I'm dedicated to it.
No. Dedication is different than commitment, I think.
Well, you just have to do it either way.
Well, when you stop doing it for a while, you were pretty committed to it. You need to go back for some.
I don't know.
And if you wait a while, it's like a problem because then it's everywhere.
Problem. It's better.
Well, it's better, but it's everywhere.
Anticipation. Oh, gosh. So what have you been up to? I hear I had an amazing weekend, and apparently you had an interesting weekend.
Well, I had my two friends from Florida. Yay. Wait, this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you mean like last week, basically. Because I didn't. This weekend really wasn't.
Oh, I thought that's when the event.
No, that happened last Wednesday, a week ago.
Please, you start from Wednesday, and then we'll just work day by day.
Well, my friends got here on Tuesday. Samantha and Gigi come to see me.
Day by day. Oh, dear Ricky, what do you got to say?
I have to say, stop it.
Da, 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 da.
My friends got here, Gigi and Samantha, visiting from Florida on Tuesday night.
Yes, yes.
So they got to my place.
What up,
chilled
girls?
Out a little bit.
They got some tatas.
Both of them do.
Ricky only hangs out with tatted ladies.
Oh, duh.
They were worried.
Lauren, Gigi,
they
Samantha,
were kind of embarrassed Amanda when I Lynn. Hugged them that they were kind of getting in the way. And I was right. like, no, they're kind of smushy. It's fine.
We went to Tank Noodle on Tuesday night. Which Gigi was all about it. Samantha was like, Samantha will try stuff, but if she doesn't like it, she's not going to eat it. So she got some like shrimp fried rice or something from, you know, nothing fancy. Then on Wednesday, I took them over to the Bucktown area. So took them to Lush. We had lunch at Babylon. Yeah, we went to this coffee shop that Lauren suggested that we go to over in Logan Square, which is really cool. You guys should go.
I've been to Logan Square, but now there's a coffee shop.
It's called Gaslight Company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's pretty good. So that's when the event started to happen.
The event of the season.
So when you describe the event, the curious thing I have for you is you've lived in Chicago for a while.
Yes.
You have taught people kind of how to be savvy.
Yes.
And you've had all kinds of people bitch at you about how you have not been savvy, like, for instance, on your commuter train rides with your iPad and whatever. What went wrong?
Commuter trains are different than the L. The commuter train, no one's going to try to kill you. That's not going to happen.
Right. So was this a near-death experience? Because we haven't got to what happened.
Totally. No, it wasn't near death. It was a death experience.
Oh, because there was a death in your family?
My heart was pulled out of my body.
Or your pocket.
And stomped on.
Or taken.
Exactly.
And by heart, you mean?
My phone.
Blah, blah, blah.
I was on the Fullerton bus. You know, doors open on the left of Fullerton or whatever. What is it? Is it Fullerton?
Doors open on the right.
Yeah, whatever.
It kills me this happened on a bus, too.
Yes, on a bus, because sitting down.
The trains usually, I mean, that's a lot of coming and going.
Right.
The buses, that's a little harder.
So I'm going to explain this to you, but the listeners aren't going to know because they don't know what the buses look like, and then I'm going to be showing you what they did. So you guys, I got pickpocketed on the Fullerton bus with Samantha and Gigi while I was telling Samantha and Gigi, don't pull out your purse. Only carry your credit cards in your front pocket. You know, keep your iPhones in your pocket. And then look what happens.
And if you have your iPhone out, you are guarding it. And you are holding it to your body. And you can only see the screen through your fingers.
Right. So, what's this? No, I'm sitting. Anything. you know, on the bus, how they have the three seats that face the door.
Yes.
In the back. And the then back they door. Have the next level up. Yes. And there's two seats here and two seats here.
Yes.
Okay, so these two guys get on at the same bus stop as us. I'm not thinking anything because I'm not really paying attention to them. Obviously, they had been watching us for a while because they were probably learning where I was putting my phone. And I had my hoodie on because it was hot that day. I didn't have the parka on. So Samantha and Gigi are sitting on the three seats down here. I'm up on the next level on the outside seat. We get up to the next stop and two guys get up. And they're both trying to go through the aisle at the same time. But they're like, oh, you know, I'm first. No, I'm trying to get off the bus. You know, there was like a confrontation. Like, I was like, oh, shit, something's about to go down here. Little did I know. So basically what happens, so I'm sitting here. The one guy is over next to the seat over here. And then the other guy comes between us two. And then the guy pushes him over onto me. And the guy goes. So I think what happened is the guy that was over here was the one that grabbed the phone.
I just love that you got pickpocketed in the style of every like 1920s film.
I know, and it worked.
Like that was a full on production.
It was.
There was choreography.
There was.
And there
and they were arguing at the door saying, you know, I'm getting off here, and then they step off and I'm like, "Hey, wait a minute." And I'm like, "Oh shit." I'm like, nice. "Motherfucker." I was like, God damn it, they have my phone. And the bus had already started to take off, so I couldn't get off the bus.
I would have screamed, stop the bus, they stole my phone, let me off. And then you would have got shot.
Well, I was still in shock. Mm-hmm. I couldn't really scream.
Was it in your
moment.
Hoodie pocket?
Yeah, like right here.
Oh, fuck that. Hell no. It is in my tight ass pants all the fucking time.
Normally, if I have the parka on, it's in the deep pockets. I would never put that in my hoodie, but I hadn't worn it in a while, and I was talking with Samantha and Gigi. I was talking to them when all this happened.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So as soon as they got the phone, they factory restored it, so I couldn't find it. So
people are smart.
Gone. Oh,
you need to calm those hands.
I'm still upset.
I'm so flustered. But now you have a new phone. I'm actually shocked.
Get
that
it,
this
Zach
happened.
Morris.
I'm just shocked that this happened on a Wednesday. And you did not get a new phone until today.
I actually didn't even contact AT&T. Well, I contacted them as soon as it was stolen, but I didn't contact them by getting a new phone until Saturday because I wanted it to show up so I could try to find it. But well, AT&T, my upgrade wasn't due until July. And they said, since I'm a valued customer, I've never had late bills, and I've been a customer forever of theirs, that they would go ahead and let me have an early upgrade. But the stipulation was, and it, I guess it's an Apple thing because I could have gotten any phone, but they said I could not get an Apple iPhone.
As your upgrade?
Right. Mm. So
probably because it was stolen, so you can't get two.
Right. Mm. So.
But weren't you thinking about getting this phone even before?
I was, but on my own fucking terms. Jesus.
Wait, you weren't even going to get an iPhone. Who cares about the rule then?
Because I wanted to do it at my regular upgrade so that if I didn't like the phone I got and Tony's came up, I can get the new iPhone and he can take that phone. But now it's all fucked up.
No, it's not, because when it's time for Tony, he can...
But the time period was every year at the same time. Now it's not. It's every year and a half. And I don't like it.
I don't like anything on odd numbers.
Excuse me. Calm it down.
Will you two quit like smacking your computers and tables?
There's something loose. Something.
There's a lot of electronics on top of this table, and you guys are all like, bam, bam.
There's a
bam.
Lot of half-assed electronics on here, too. But so, yeah, I got a new phone. I got the Galaxy Note 2. It's going to take a lot of getting used to. It's not as easy to hold. I was going to get the Galaxy
that
S3.
Is, I mean, that's. But, oh, why? Why? Why is it looking at me?
Oh, that's how it unlocks. Hold on. That's how it unlocks. You hold it up to my face?
You know that people can take a picture of your face and hold it up to that screen and be able to unlock
I just
that.
Love,
he doesn't recognize me.
I just love that he had a special eyes for it. He was a total like looking into a compact and his eyes kind of got like...
Mm. You forgot your clips. Duck face.
No, can you set it up so that it only unlocks when you have duck face?
Probably. It just took my picture, but it didn't work just now.
That's
probably because I have headphones on. Mm.
That is so crazy.
So what'd you do on it is really Thursday?
Big, even for my big hands.
Thursday, we went downtown. And just to say this, every day we walked over 10 miles.
Are you sure?
Just doing stuff, yeah. Because I have my pedometer. We went to the signature room.
Ooh, how was that?
It was actually very nice and delicious.
Nice.
And the prices weren't that bad. I was expecting something to be like crazy ridiculous.
Really?
But it wasn't bad. I wanted to go. Originally, the plan was to go on Friday because they have a buffet on Fridays and Saturdays. But for some reason, the day got changed. And we had to change it to Thursday. But it was good.
Wednesday, we went to the Girl and the Goat.
How was that?
I will say that it lived up to all of the hype.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little ass rapey. However, we lucked out, and the friend who was going away ended up picking up a quarter of the bill, or three quarters of the bill. So,
oh, John?
Yeah, so it was way too gracious. But I ate things I never thought I would.
Like goat?
I did have a goat empanada, and it was amazing. I had suego, which is...
Is it pronounced suego?
Yeah. No sugo, thanks. Sugo. It was pig cheek ragu.
Ugh. But it was ground up, so it was like...
It was like pot roast.
No. Yeah.
It actually was fantastic.
Sorry.
Not doing it.
Not ground up. I meant shredded.
The food was amazing. Food was amazing. The cocktails were great. It was very expensive, but completely lives up to the hype. For those of you who don't know, Girl and the Goat is by Stephanie Izzard. I think her last name is. The one from Top Chef.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic. Fantastic. We'll definitely go again sometime. The dessert was to die for.
Was it made of goats?
No. However, they did have a brownie.
They dipped its balls in it.
They did have a brownie and an ice cream that... God damn it, you two. That was made with mushrooms. Yeah.
And you did not eat that, right?
No. We had bites of it, and it tasted like dirt.
Oh, well, that's what mushrooms are.
Gross. And then Thursday, was my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the Book of Mormon,
mm-hmm.
which was my Christmas present, oddly enough, and had a great time. We went with Bradley's best friends. But then as we're sitting there,
I wasn't there.
Oh, you're not my best friend.
One of them, it's their birthday coming up next, right?
Yeah, 40.
Yeah.
Guy's gonna be old.
He goes,
I'm kidding.
One of my other best friend who's listening is 40 this year, too.
Yes, I know.
Anyway, he goes, look to the right.
What the fuck?
I don't know what you're all doing.
I'm like barely touching the table. Hold on. Okay.
I don't know if you all can hear that. I'm hoping they can.
I don't think they can because I listened to a little bit of the last show and I don't think you can hear it.
Again, we're not getting best produced again this year.
I didn't listen to the whole thing, so I wasn't interested. But
Wow.
I already listened once.
Anyway.
I was there.
He said, turn to the right. Mm-hmm. I turned to the right. And my best friends were in the audience. And they'd already told me that they wish they could spend my birthday with me. They couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But they came up from Indy, surprised us.
Oh, yeah.
They watched the show, though they were like on the other side of the theater. Then they came home and we played Cards Against Humanity because since the last time you listened to that episode.
You got them.
I bought it plus two expansion packs.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, one expansion pack, but then with your birthday money, I bought the book and expansion pack.
Oh, okay.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
Cards Against Humanity. Holy fucking God. It literally is adult apples to apples, but hardcore.
I want to play it now. You should have a game night. Like,
was Saturday. Amazing. It was so much fun, and we were crying and laughing and drinking and crying because some of the things are so awful. One of them, which it'll be a little close to home for you, but it's still kind of fascinating how it can be tied up with things, mm-hmm. which is the card is the Virginia Tech Massacre.
Oh. Yeah.
Though, when you buy the deck, the first two cards, like he said, really are a big black dick.
Mm.
The second card is
a bigger black dick.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
So do they have like 9/11 and stuff in there too?
And they have pretty much everything. Yeah. They have partially aborted fetuses. I mean, it's literally...
It's pretty adult.
So what do you like make a sentence out of it? Or is it like apples to apples where you compare two scenarios and...
It's all of it. So mm-hmm. there's some cards that like have a sentence and there's a blank. So it's like Mad Libs and you have mm-hmm. to pick which card fills the blanks appropriately. Some of them are a question that mm-hmm. then you answer with a card. You know, like, what's the topic of Miley Cyrus's next film, feature film?
A bigger black dick.
Or partially aborted fetus.
Oh.
Like, no, or things like that.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds fun. So when are you going to have a game night so we can play it?
I don't know. Well, maybe I'll have to figure it out.
Get it together, sister.
I'm
going to start reading those books because they look fancy.
Okay. They're the last new series that I am not buying electronically. Anyway, he's talking about, I just bought the Clockwork Princess from the Infernal Devices. Pretty much.
Because what?
I have the rest of them in hard copy.
Oh, okay.
I'm not starting new series.
Waylon does. Not me.
I have too many books. I don't like getting rid of them. Though I like letting people borrow them. I'm running out of room. I've run out of room.
You have a room of walls here.
I would love
Doubtful.
My entire house being books, but it's not going to happen.
Wouldn't that be cool if every wall in your house was a bookshelf?
I also,
so much dusting.
Since I have the Kindle app.
You hire people.
I can get these books like the same day they come out and for cheaper, which I really like. So this book that he's talking about is The Clockwork Princess, which is part of the Infernal Devices. And this is the third book in the trilogy, which is the prequel to
of
the
Clockwork Orange.
No.
No.
To the Mortal Instruments, which a movie is coming out for the first book called City of Bones, and he wants to read that. I like them. It's young
So adult. You said you have the first one, right?
Yes,
so
I have
I
all of them.
It. Yep. I don't know if I can hold a real book. It's weird.
Yeah, they're kind of big too.
It's not going to be that much heavier than your phone now.
I know, right?
So Bradley wouldn't tell me anything that was going on. Anything. I also love, we'll get to that, I guess, your... I just thought it was funny, and the whole time I'm like, well, apparently it's my surprise doesn't involve Ricky, which then it did. But I also love that you didn't know until after you said that, and then he told you, oh yeah, I haven't told you about it.
Oh, which, you mean Saturday?
Yeah, we'll get.
Well,
to that.
That's oh okay.
So Friday,
he probably did it on purpose. I don't know.
I don't know. Probably
no. I don't know what we did on Friday. I forget.
Friday we went to brunch, and he wouldn't tell me where, but we went to the Bongo Room here in the neighborhood, which is the second location. My God, it's amazing food.
Yeah, the other one's over in Bucktown, right?
Yeah, the wait was a little long, even for a Friday afternoon. However, the food was...
It was only 15 minutes.
Once you had felt longer, because we were hungry, I guess.
Yeah, the one over in Bucktown, if you go on a Saturday or Sunday, you're waiting like 2 hours.
Well, apparently that's the same way here. Much larger than I expected, because it's long.
That's what he said.
Restaurant too.
He...
No.
We were joking around.
We do not do that here. On
Well, I just did. And then we killed time at the Museum of Science and Industry because we had time to kill.
I want
to
take.
And I don't know if Jason and David had ever been there. And since it's free for us to get them in, or we had to pay for one, I think. But then after that, my next surprise was that we went to a place that was BYOB, and then we painted pictures.
Oh yeah, this was Friday. I was thinking Saturday for some reason.
So I think that was similar to what you did with Lauren, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Actually, the picture that you guys painted was the one Lauren painted at that location because she was going against the grain and didn't want to paint what we were painting.
Did you go to Bottles and Bottega?
No, it's called Arts and Spirits over in... Spirits and Arts in Bucktown.
We went to Bottles and Bottega, which has
Where's
several...
That?
This one was on Lincoln and...
About 2900 Lincoln.
Lincoln and Clark, something like that.
I don't do the numbers.
Southport.
I don't do the numbers.
They have some all over the city and some in Evanston. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We drank a lot. We drank a lot. We painted. Our paintings are in the other room. Well, we can show them to you. And it was a good time. And then we came home and they were all having this apparently performing me a play, which was, damn it. What? Our ride is going to be 30 minutes late. Because they were all stressing about our necks. And it's like, damn it. And I'm like, oh no, that's bad. What are we going to do? And they're like, well, can't you just change where they're picking us up? And I'm like, why? Well, didn't you say that one bar you go to all the time is like nearby? I'm like, yeah, well, let's just go have a cocktail while we wait because that's really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, sure, why not? So we're walking down. I'm like, ooh, what's the next surprise? Is it a limo? What's coming to pick me up? Where are we going? And then I walk in, and there was a surprise party for Waylon.
And then you were all pissed because there was no limo.
No, not really. I was very surprised and very thankful because there was a weird collection of people, mm-hmm. which apparently everyone told me you all don't talk to each other.
I didn't know anyone there except for
Mark
and Jeff.
If you're there for a surprise party or for someone, I would imagine, see, this is what the difference is who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we're all here for the same reason.
And we didn't know who was there for what.
You were all on the same side of the bar.
Everyone's on the same side of the bar there.
No, there was only weren't all there on the same side. Ashley wrangled them up to like 5 minutes when I texted her out when we were leaving the door.
Oh, still, even afterwards, none of y'all talked to each other, which made me laugh.
No, so,
but I had.
We had to go. We hadn't even eaten dinner yet.
I had a wide range of people, and it was very nice. And I appreciate the surprise. Thank y'all. It was a nice weekend.
And the cake was good.
Yeah, that was from Costco. Their cake is amazing. It was amazing.
Thanks, George. I know you don't listen, but...
Anyway, so I had a good birthday weekend, and I love starting it on Thursday, frankly, because then I had Saturday and Sunday to recover. Mm-hmm. Even though we were home by midnight on Friday, we were all pretty drunk.
Well, we didn't eat dinner.
We did not eat dinner, and the special Waylon martini that they were making was really bougie.
So you guys didn't go to like White Castle or anything afterwards? No, you came home and just slept?
My best friend's partner, which I guess he's also my best friend who listens to the show. I like turtles or whatever.
I like turtles.
Turtles. He was really trying to get us to go to White Castle because...
I like turtles.
Because
he likes turtles.
McDonald's, the inside was closed.
Yeah, I have an issue with that.
They close at midnight here.
Why? Most people in the city of Chicago don't have cars. So why do you even have the drive-thru open?
I don't know, because it's busy.
It's... Yeah, but imagine how much more business they could have.
What I find more fascinating is that the inside of White Castle doesn't close, and it's like closer to where it should be closed.
Yeah, the McDonald's is like right. Not even barely like, oh, I just tripped and I fell into McDonald's from the bar.
But so the White Castle is not so sketchy much. Area. Like,
oh, tripped and then I got raped and then gangbanged and then mugged and then, oh.
Had some sliders.
My sister / best friend was all like, no. And basically looked at his partner and was like, no. You're not eating White Castle.
Poo-poo.
So we all went home and I ate a piece of cold pizza. Mm-hmm. Which then violently made me ill.
Oh.
It
couldn't be the alcohol.
No, it was the pizza because all of us weren't really feeling well after that pizza.
Where'd you get the pizza from?
It was leftovers from Papa John's. And I'll tell you, so here's the thing. We have done the whole boycott Papa John's because they're super crazy, even though we do go to Domino's more than we should because they're super crazy too. However, we did such a good job of it. And then one day, we were like, I really want those breadsticks. So we ordered pizza.
It was the day we recorded.
Yeah. Hated the pizza. Made me feel sick. So we were playing Cards Against Humanity and we were all hungry because we really hadn't eaten and it's like late and we're like, well, let's just order our pizza. And they're all like, okay. For whatever reason, it's midnight. Pizza Hut's closed.
That's fucked up.
Won't deliver. Domino's.
Fucked up.
Closed. Only place open that wasn't like Chicago's pizza that we had like coupons for because cheap because you know at that point you're just like making
what about
pizza.
The place by your old house were they
closed
open?
Pizza Mania
closed
and you have to have cash.
What date was this? On Thursday,
which we did
yes at midnight.
What the fuck?
So we ended up having to call Papa John's and actually none of us really enjoyed the pizza while we were eating it.
What did you get?
We just got normal pizza, like a sausage and a pepperoni. Granted, we put like pepperoni and
it was like sausage and green peppers and then pepperoni and onions,
so nothing too crazy.
I love the Hawaiian pizza from there.
The barbecue or the... Does it have barbecue sauce or is it just Hawaiian?
It's just a ham and pineapple, but since we can't eat that at my house, I
love a good Hawaiian pizza. If you ever go home with me for whatever reason to my hometown, to Arnie's Pizza...
Shit, this fucking place is
It'll
so
be
good.
More than likely to go to Indiana than I will to the other place.
Fuck you.
Well, true, because it's like a 2-hour trip to go to my hometown.
Whatever.
And it's like a 4-day process to go to the other place.
10 hours or 8 hours.
Ooh. It's 8. Don't be.
Well, what's another 2 hours when you're at the 8-hour?
Well, it's 8 hours, but it actually feels like 14.
No, that's when you're driving
actually,
across
it
Nebraska.
It does, because have you been through Iowa?
Nebraska is
I've
like
been through
10
Texas.
Times worse.
I don't think there's anything worse than Texas.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
I drove through that for a fucking boyfriend, and I will never ever do that again.
You may have to. What if your current boyfriend gets deported?
He's a legal citizen. He can't be. Good one.
How long has he been here?
Forever. Like, he went to U.S. schools when he was a kid.
We're always intrigued by his lack
English
of
speaking skills.
Well, when you hang out with everybody that speaks Spanish, yeah, I guess it's, you know. What were we saying?
Get the into pizza. The English.
Oh, kidding.
Anyway, yeah, we're just capping up our night. But it was good. It was a good night.
You know we're boycotting Jimmy John's right now, right?
I did not know. Why?
Yes.
Tell me why.
Because the
CEO... Is it personal?
Because they're actually my... Because they've literally have been my go-to when I don't have time because I love my little Jimmy John's.
Better head it on over to Potbelly.
I don't know.
We don't have a Potbelly around here. Oh, we do, actually.
Actually, they do deliver, too.
Yeah.
And they're Jimmy closer. John's, hey, thanks. CEO of Jimmy John's likes to go to other countries and kill huge animal, like an animal sport, like killing in close to being... It's, why can't I fucking talk? killing
endangered
animal, endangered animals.
So he's doing something illegal.
Illegal.
He's not just doing big game hunting.
Right. He's legally. Doing big game hunting with animals that he's not supposed to be doing it with. And he has no problem with it. He has like trophies. He brings their big heads to the United States, which I don't see how that's legal because one of the things he killed, I believe, was an elephant. And you can't bring ivory into the United States. So how did that happen?
Carefully.
I don't like it. And don't eat at Jimmy John's. Although I fucking love their cherry peppers. So we go to Jersey Mike's instead, which it's probably just as bad.
But. Jersey Mike's, I like their seasonings.
Everything's bad at some level.
Yeah.
Seems.
Always get the same thing there. I get the turkey club. No seasoning, no olive oil or vinegar and oil.
I usually...
Extra pepper relish.
I do I do what it's called like Mike's way or something like that.
Yeah.
I do it without the oil and vinegar, and I actually... He's trying to unlock his phone.
Sorry, I do not recognize your ugly face, is what I just said.
It's the shadow effect in this damn apartment right here. I get it with the mustard instead of the oil and vinegar. It makes it much better. It's really nice.
Have you ever ate at Jersey Mike's?
Have I ever eaten at Jersey Mike's?
Is that what I said?
No.
Ate.
Oh. Eaten.
Yes, but it's been such a long time. I have no idea what their menu is like. So on our next show, since we're kind of getting toward our end, we have some emails that we'll share. We got an email from car vehicle Fitzsimmons Williams, CV Wims. And we also have an email from our favorite Anne Marie. I hope that it's
pictures included.
We should, since we're always like DeAndre, we should call her Anne Marie.
No, because I'd rather talk about her emails in a sexual way. Like, we hope that it's long. And thorough.
These images
and thick and veiny.
This email is very graphic.
Oh,
ooh, get it. Oh, God.
I do know that a few of you have tried to leave us a voicemail because you messaged me and we did not get it. And I think you tried the Google number, so I don't know why we're not getting that either.
It's 863-666-0377.
That's a number we should be using.
Yes.
Please use that number. Recall
which we need to remove that the 206 number from the template we have.
Do not use the 206.
Say it again.
863-666-0377.
Also, Ricky promises that if you make fun of him, he will not delete the voicemail.
I've never done that before.
I know, but the people that were worried, because I think you got ribbed pretty hard, and they're like, please don't make him...
I love being rammed really hard.
Do
you? Oh, you said ribbed.
Ripped.
Ripped. Oh, ribbed. I thought you said rimmed.
Speaking of ribbed, those bacon condoms are not fake.
I was talking about the mouthwash.
That sounds disgusting. First of all,
I don't think that's real. And it came from Crest. That's not real.
Yeah, but that wasn't on...
It was on April Fool's Day.
I saw that before April Fool's Day.
Oh, that is not real.
No, but the bacon condoms is...
That's disgusting.
And I do think it's disgusting. At least it's not bacon flavored. It's just make your meat look like real meat or something. No. And I'm like, I was thinking though...
Big Fatty probably has used them.
If you used it...
Yes!
You could use it as a Russian roulette game with the provider. Since he can't eat it, you can give it to him and then have half his drugs ready just in case. Just in case there actually is bacon in the condom.
Ew, it's probably like bacon fat or something in it.
So I know that if he digests it,
doesn't need to be lubricated.
So if he eats bacon, he gets sick. But what if bacon touched his butthole? If you put bacon like right inside the taint, inside the hole, would he?
First, that would never happen because he would not allow it.
Okay, how about a smoked sausage?
No,
smoking a pound cake.
Maybe
is he more used to a Vienna sausage?
Ooh.
That's a close one because you know that would have been you.
Yeah. And a Vienna sausage, you have to clean off the jelly off of it before you eat it, which is disgusting.
Lube.
Yeah, gross. Anyway, we gotta go.
Ponder upon sticking pork products up the providers.
Which he went. Mom. Oh, just real quick. He went to Dominic's and he bought every single roll.
Oh, because I told him when they were on sale.
Soy chorizo. He's like, then we had 10 on the shelf. And I was like, well, why don't you ask them if they have anything else in the back? And he's like, okay. And I got home. He's like, did you have any more? He said, yeah, they had 25 and I bought them.
$25?
He didn't get 25. He got 13.
No, I would say, though, as much as you eat them, and they freeze rather well.
Yeah, for 6 months,
I'm talking about
right?
the soy chorizo, which they were lamenting, I think you actually on the air, how you haven't found it in a while. Mm-hmm. And then when we saw you on Friday, we're like, holy shit, we just saw this. They were 50 cents
Waylon
each.
Waylon had jazz hands for a second. He was like, wait!
I was like, because I had just remembered. That's right, I ran outside. Yeah. You guys had said goodbye and left. All of a sudden, it was like, soy chorizo, 50 cents each. And they had an ass ton of it at Dominic's.
Oh, on your birthday?
Yes.
Oh.
We eat a lot of it because pretty much it just tastes like regular chorizo. It's the seasonings, really.
So. Yeah, we've had it and we liked it. We almost bought some, but we're trying not to buy stuff unless we know we're going to use it right now.
I made a breakfast casserole with it. Instead of using sausage, I used chorizo.
That sounds amazing. Especially if you put salsa verde with those eggs.
Mm. All right, we got to go. This is Ricky.
It's James LeRoy.
Oh,
he's so
bored.
Interested.
And this is the more exciting, I guess, Waylon.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Jesus.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.